That was Michael W. Smith with I Give You My All, a song that is very appropriate on a Monday, considering that Monday at Radio Veritas is a pick-me-up Monday. It's exactly 28 minutes after 4, and we're going to be joined shortly in studio by Sibusiso. And Sibusiso is our resident coach here at Radio Veritas, and I don't know what he's on store, what he has in store for us this Monday. Sibu, good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. How's your week been?
Week has been great. I was telling Simba that my week starts on Sunday.
All right.
So I've had 2 days of the week so far. Yesterday I went for a run, a longer run.
Yeah.
Went for about 25Ks yesterday.
Wow.
Went to church. Church was amazing.
Yeah.
And then I was speaking at the State Theatre yesterday.
Great.
Push and Give Life to Your Dream seminar.
Yeah.
It's been great. This morning was great. Had a good meeting at Saika. And I'm here.
Great, great. And I won't tell our listeners how you did at Westcliff, but anyhow.
Let's not go there. My goodness. You know, yeah, you're a man of your words. I was like, yeah, whatever, Westcliff.
Those days killed
my
me.
My goodness.
The following day, right?
Yeah. You did mention, you know, I struggled to move my feet. And
great stuff. Anyhow, now you know what we go through when we do those days.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we talking about this afternoon?
Yeah, today we're going to speak about vision.
Right.
Yeah, your vision.
Vision.
Yeah.
King vision.
What's that?
Yeah.
So simply put, a vision is a mental picture of your desired future.
All right.
A mental picture.
My desired future.
Your desired future. Okay. Your desired future.
Yeah.
Not your dad's desired future for you.
Your
desired future.
For myself.
For yourself.
Right. So it's a mental picture.
A mental picture of your desired future.
Okay, let's give an example. I've always wanted to be a musician.
All right, so the vision would be you performing on your favorite stage.
Coca-Cola Dome.
Yeah. At the Dome.
Yeah, filling up the Dome.
Filling up the Dome.
Yeah.
Yes, so the mental picture then is you picturing yourself at the Dome, 25,000 people giving you a standing ovation after you've performed one of your favorite songs.
Yeah.
So you're literally in that moment. You're seeing yourself doing something before you actually do it.
Okay. All right.
It's the mental picture of your desired future.
Okay.
And it's very, very powerful because your vision will facilitate your decision making.
All right.
The decisions that you make daily have got to move you closer to where you want to be. And a lot of the times it's difficult for you to make decisions because you don't know what you want.
So you are saying to me, if I don't have this vision of becoming a Summer Award winner, right?
Yeah. Say it.
Yeah.
Declare it. Say it.
I'm declaring
say
it.
There, yeah. Say it.
And I want to have 5 summers before I die. Man.
Yeah.
So that's the vision.
So
you are saying that vision will be informed by my decisions and my choices, right?
Your decisions and choices will be informed by your vision.
Okay.
So you make decisions and choices based on that vision.
Okay. So instead of me running on a Sunday afternoon, I'd rather be doing vocal practices, right?
Well, it depends whether running or music is your priority.
Yeah, so, if it is, I mean.
Yeah, if it is. So as I said, it's a mental picture of your desired future. But remember, there are different aspects of our lives. So you've got a mental picture of where you want to see yourself in terms of your finances.
Okay.
You've got a mental picture of where you want to see yourself in terms of your career. You've got a mental picture of where you want to see yourself in terms of your relationships.
Okay.
But at this time in your life, what is a priority?
So it's the desired outcome that I want in the next, say, 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for some people, it'll be to be happily married and to have the perfect children.
Yeah.
And the big house.
That's it.
And the nice bank balance and da 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 da.
That's it. And what I've seen is if the vision is out of sight, it's out of mind.
Okay.
At the beginning of the year, we have our vision boards.
Yeah.
We have our goals. We have our dreams. We write them down.
Yeah.
And then what do? We put them where we don't really see them.
We pack them away.
Yeah. And then it's out of sight. It's out of mind. And then you look back and say, yeah, but I wanted to do better. I wanted to get better. And you're like, actually.
But Smoo, is there a value in writing this desired future we want?
I think there is value. Okay. I think there is value in writing it.
Tell me why.
I think there is value in seeing it. When you write it down
and
it's clear.
Yeah.
then you are also accountable for it. If it's in your mind, you know how the mind works. It works at like, yeah, at a real, real rapid speed.
Yeah.
So when it's written down, you can really clarify it and make it really, really clear. For if anybody else sees it, they can know where you are going.
So you write it down. Do I need to display this for myself? Because I recently came across things that I had put as my vision, say 6 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I look back and I laugh. Hey? And some of the things have happened, some of the things have not happened, some of the things have blown away, have grown into bigger things, and some not. Now, when I look back, and I'd forgotten that I'd even thought about this. I mean, I never thought I would say
be traveling all around the world.
No, I would sing. Not that I can sing, but I'm giving an example
of
that.
Yeah.
And yet I ended up on a stage somewhere, you know. I'm just, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll make a quick example. I don't know if this happens to me alone or I'm crazy. You know, sometimes things happen to you and you're like, am I the only one in this world that is experiencing this?
Let's see. You could be the only one.
Yeah, I could be the only one.
Try me.
I had one of my dream cars, which is a Golf 5 GTI.
Okay.
This was before but that was back. Yeah. So back then when this car was my dream car, I saw it once on my vision board and I had this connection. Like, I love that car. You know, I spoke about that car. Every time I saw that car, literally something would like boil inside of me. But I'm coming back to what you were speaking about. I saw it once, but then 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, a year later down the line, I was still seeing it and I still had that thing about this car.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks really about the law of attraction. And the law of attraction says that you invariably attract into your life things that dominate or harmonize with your most dominant thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So what is dominating your thoughts? You may only just see it once.
Yeah.
The music.
Yeah.
Just once and then put it away. You do your vision board 5 years.
Yeah.
But this thing is still dominating. You maybe go to a music concert. You and your friends speak about it. You haven't really looked at your vision board. But you just keep on speaking about it. You keep on hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It's dominating your
mind.
Your mind.
Exactly.
And your thoughts.
Yeah.
And the law of attraction says that you invariably attract people, ideas, and circumstances that harmonize with what's dominating your thoughts. So there is power in that.
So here,
but there is more power in when you see it more regularly and more often to remind you of where you are and where you're going.
So here we are. You are saying to us today, it's always important to have a vision.
Very important.
And do we need to put time frames to it, or we can just go see Hambanje? You know, we're just in this bus going. You know, one day I wanna get a Grammy, because after I get a Sama, I would like also to get a Grammy.
Yeah, I think it's very important that you put a timeline to it. You put deadlines to it. Deadlines decrease procrastination.
Okay.
Many people procrastinate. Like, I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. When are you going to do it? So when you set a deadline, you put yourself under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
When you set a deadline, you know that by this time, I must make sure that this is done. There is this sense of urgency, this work ethic to get things done.
Yeah.
You know, in running, by the end of the month, I must have made sure that I cover X amount of kilometers.
True.
So yes, have the vision. I remember in school, they used to teach us a very simple, I'll call it a framework.
Mm-hmm.
It was called SMART.
All right.
With regards to your goals.
Yeah, yeah.
SMART.
Yes,
S,
I remember.
Specific.
Yeah. Yeah.
M, measurable.
Yeah.
A, attainable.
Attainable, yeah.
R, realistic. And T, time-bound. Looking back and after research that I've done, I agree with it to some point, the SMART. But the T is there for the time-bound, that you must put a timeline of when you'd like to achieve it.
Mm-hmm. Does this apply in all the areas of our lives?
All areas of your life.
But there are certain things that we don't have control over. Like people say, when I'm 36, I want to get married or I want to marry. And, you know, kuraf out there, you know?
Yeah.
Kuraf.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's rough, you know, and.
But I guess it depends who you are
mm-hmm.
and where it is that you are going. You are right. That's a very good example that you've actually made
mm-hmm.
around marriage.
Yeah. Or have a significant other in their life.
By this certain amount of time.
Yeah. By December, I'm attending a wedding. And
you're going to a wedding.
Yeah,
and
there should be a significant other.
A significant other.
In their lives or something.
Like yeah. I think I'll draw back my statement, actually, and say not in all areas of your life. I mean, there's some things which you're right. You don't have control over, you know, like your marriage and your relationships. But you're saying you'd like these things at a certain time because at another certain time, mm-hmm. there's a certain point that you want to be at in your life.
Yeah, like so, have kids, for example.
That's it. So I want to have kids by 30. I want to make sure that I'm married by 25, etc. So it's kind of like direction. Yeah. So it also helps you in terms of direction. Yeah.
All right. If you just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's exactly 12 minutes before 5, and it is Changing Gear with myself. It was Lesego with Kitsepile Wena Fela. I only trust in you. And I think it's very appropriate because we need to trust in God alone, and not in people, not in things, not even in our money, or not even in in our property. And it's very sad on how sometimes we invest and we build and we get to trust things instead of trusting something that is bigger than us, which is God. And anyway, but it's a Pick Me Up Monday here at Radio Veritas, and I'm joined in studio by Sibusiso. So what are the consequences of not having a vision?
A vision. Mm. They are so big, these consequences. Mm-hmm. Number one, when you don't have a vision, you waste the time, energy, resources, and the potential that God has given you.
Break it down.
So you have time. You have 24 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. You've got the skills. You've got the ability, but the fact that you don't have a vision, you end up using the time, the energy, the abilities, and the skills on something else. Something that is taking away from you. Because if you're not focusing on your vision, then what are you focusing on? If you're not focusing on what you want, you're focusing on the things that you don't want.
The opposite of not having a vision? What is it?
The opposite of not having a vision is having a vision.
Okay, of not having a vision.
When you have a vision, the opposite of having a vision is not having a vision. The opposite of when you have a vision is when you have a vision.
So let's talk about not having a vision. So are you saying those people who don't have visions just exist and survive?
Yeah, for sure.
So they just go with the wind.
They just go with the wind. If you don't have a vision, any road's going to take you there. What are you working towards?
And spiritually, should we be having visions?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Of the person that you'd like to be and the relationship that you'd like to have with God. As you know, it's our pastors keep on saying it's not a religion, but it's a relationship. So I've got a mental picture of where I want to see myself in my relationship with God, the type of person that I want to be in this walk and in this relationship with God. So also when you don't have a vision, it's very difficult for you to make decisions. Do I do this or do I not do this?
And what? Oh, so you're saying our decisions are informed by our vision.
By our vision.
So my decisions could tell a lot about me.
For sure. Yes, for sure. So, practical example. All right. I've got a vision. Yeah. Now, I'm in a catch-22. Father comes to me and says, all right, we need to go out today. Mm-hmm. But I've got a mental picture of my desired future in terms of where I want to be with regards to my finances. Mm-hmm. But if I do go out, go there, that's an expense. Mm-hmm. That's not going to move me closer to where I want to be.
Yeah.
So what decision do I need to make? The decision is informed by your vision. It's not easy. But anything that is great is not easy and it takes time. And you've got to make the tough, tough decisions. So vision puts you in that position where you don't compromise. And you make the tough decisions. And sometimes those tough decisions are really going to make people upset. But at the end of the day, you know where you're going.
So our visions also reveal our values, I suppose.
Well, I'd never put it like that, but you just kind of like summed it up. Our visions do. They do. Mm. They reveal to us what you really value, what really matters to you.
But then you get some people who will say, look, I'm an honest person or I'm punctual and things like that. And when it comes to do that, they can't do that. But they say these are my values, but they live in a different way.
Yeah. So there are people who say things and then do the exact opposite.
I'll give an example. My mother always used to say to me, you cannot say you're not a thief until you've been given the chance to steal and not even be caught. Then you can say I'm not a thief. But if you've not had the opportunity and the chance to steal, don't go around bragging that I'm not a thief. Because you cannot have stolen, or you had the opportunity but you saw that you was obanjone. Somebody would bust you or you'd be caught, and so that still doesn't make you not a thief. You're just a scared thief.
It's like saying, don't go around telling people that you're a champion, but you've never conquered anything. Unless you are
exactly.
Or you are this big person, but you've never been in the gym or haven't gone through
exactly.
the test.
Exactly.
To become
a
champion.
Yeah, so when somebody says, I'm not a thief, you're like, all right. So really, you're not a thief. Have you had the opportunity to steal and not be caught? And nobody even discover that.
But do you have to go through that?
Yes, you have. Because how then do you tell that you're not a thief?
Someone could be saying, well, I'm working on faith. You know, people say, no, I am something no, which I'm no. already...
You can't say I'm not a cheater when you've not had the opportunity to cheat and not be caught.
That's up for a debate.
No. It's anyway, we're going to open the lines and we're going to ask our listeners to interact with you and ask any questions with regards to having a vision board, with regards to having a vision for their own life, with regards to their values and all that kind. If you've got any questions or if you want to weigh in, do you have a vision board? And we're going slowly to the end of the year. Share with us, how far are you with your vision? How far have you managed to meet certain targets that you set up for yourselves? And we want to know, has it worked for you? Does it work? I know people who say it doesn't work. Share with us your experiences or your reactions, your thoughts, or weigh in on this whole notion of having a vision and the vision board, your values that drive that vision. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. And we only have 10 minutes before we move on to the next segment. So we only have to interact with Sbu for the next 10 minutes. Yeah, so Sbu, I'm telling you, you talk about this vision, eh? But it's good because I know people who parrot that. Oh, my vision is this.
Yeah.
And my vision, like I'm giving you, I want to be a singer. I want to win a SAMA, hey? And I want to go on and get a Grammy. But guess what? I can't even sing a note. So at what point do we then say your vision is unrealistic? Do I have to wait for Smoo to tell me? Or, you know, I can just keep on staying in this dream, you know, and going from audition to audition and getting idols judges to be laughing at me.
When it comes to a dream and a vision, many people will not support you. And I understand why they don't support you.
Why?
Because they don't see what you see. Many are times people don't see what we see. They don't see the bigger picture. So it's in our mind. In our mind, this is the picture that we see. And when we try and explain it to them, it just does not make sense to them. Speaking about whether a vision is unrealistic or whether it's realistic or whether you can really, really achieve it. Yeah, that's one that is up for... debate and discussion. I just don't believe there is anything as unrealistic. And the reason why I've got that perspective is because of the relationship that I have with God.
I understand, but guess what? I can't even sing a note. And here I am wanting to win a SAMA.
You don't have to have it all planned out in the beginning. The vision gives you an endpoint. So the vision is saying, all right, I don't know how I'm going to get from here to Durban, but I want to get to Durban.
I'll get to Durban.
I want to get to Durban. So what's that saying is, I don't even have a license. I don't have money for petrol. How am I going to get from here to Durban? Mm-hmm. At least you've got a starting point. And then you use that starting point to build. Coming back to your example, you want to one day win a Grammy. That's your vision. That's really something that fires you up. You love speaking about it. What you then start to do is put in a strategy, things that you're going to do that are going to get you closer to where you want to be. So you go for singing lessons. You go in audition for idols.
Yeah.
You get feedback from people. If this is something that is really, really inside of you and it keeps on coming up, you go for it with all that you have.
Even if I'm told no.
No is next opportunity. You keep on moving on. It's your dream.
No is the next opportunity.
The thing is, you know, Father, we always want approval from people. And remember that you can never improve on anything you do not approve. Mm-hmm. So if you want to improve your singing and you're constantly going out to other people so that they can approve your singing, you're in trouble. You first have to approve it before you improve it. Mm-hmm. And at times you just got to approve it and say, yes, I don't care what people say. You're not ignorant to the fact that you can get advice and guidance from people who have been there. But you look back and some of the criticism that people give you is just like, you know what? Yes, I think you should go for singing lessons. You can't sing. Okay, but at least there are singing lessons. There are classes that you can go and attend.
So alongside that vision and the values, then comes the strategy.
Yeah.
On how you get there.
For sure. So the strategy is very important. You've got a vision of where you would love to see yourself, a mental picture of your desired future. You then sit down and say, what are the things that I need to do in order to get to that vision? What are the books that I need to read in order to get to that vision? Mm-hmm. Who are the people that I need to surround myself with in order to get to that vision? What time do I need to wake up? Because your vision will dictate the amount of hours that you sleep.
Does my vision dictate the type of people I hang around?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I like the way you really say that with emphasis.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. If you have a massive vision, yeah, a big, big dream,
yeah,
and you're hanging around, yeah, with people who have got a mini, mini dream,
yeah,
there's going to be a conflict. No, there's going to be a conflict. Because when are you thinking there? They're like, no, but Father, come back here. We are here. And when majority are here, then they want to pull the minority here as well.
Mm-hmm. So does it mean we need to make certain, at some point we have to drop certain people then?
Yeah, for sure. You've got to look at your contacts and say, law.
Mm-hmm.
At Leadership 2020, we say you need to look at who you surround yourself with and categorize. Who do I promote? Who do I demote? And who do I delete? For real.
That's food for thought for our listeners for 2018. Who do you promote? Who do you delete? And who do you?
Demote.
So yeah, it's promotion, demotion, and delete.
Yeah.
Gee. So there are people that will have to be thrown under the bus.
Yeah. For this season, I think, you know, you can't take everyone with you
to the peak.
You
apparently, when we reach our peak and as we go up, there are certain people that are, T.D. Jakes says, there are certain people that are not going to get with us to the peak.
Yeah.
And it's not because they're bad people, hey?
For sure.
Their task has been to accompany us up until that little level where we've been. But we can't expect them to carry us up to the peak or to come along because maybe they're not that strong enough. You know, and maybe, as you say, maybe the vision and maybe the what we're going to see at the peak of the mountain is something that they probably don't even have an interest in.
That's it.
So there's value in the company of people that we
there is value. There is massive, massive. I am the person who I am today largely because of the people who I'm surrounding myself with. They've challenged the way that I think. They've pushed me out of my comfort zone. They've said, hey, you can do this. You need to have people that believe in you even when you don't believe in yourself.
Yeah.
So when you're surrounding yourself with people who are just, you know, even when you know what Lento Yenza, ya pet, and they keep on like, but you'll be okay. You don't need that. At times you just need someone's going to say, hey, listen, pull up your socks. This is not good enough. And then you keep on moving. That's a real true friend. That's someone that wants to see you growing. So it plays a big, big role.
The people that you surround yourself.
Yeah, I come there with my dreams. I'm like, guys, I've got this dream. And
they pour water on them.
Yeah, but yeah, you're dreaming small. Mm-hmm. You say you have this relationship with this God and he's so big and he's magnificent. And you say you want to settle for $1 million. Come on, man.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's small. It must go big. Why can't you have 100? Why can't you have 200? So they stretch your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really stretch your thinking. You want this car? No. Get a big one. Get a better one. And you're like, And they show you. And these are people who have already been there. It's one thing to hear from people who haven't been there. And another to hear from those who have actually walked the journey.
So you're advising our listeners to have strategies on how they're going to get there.
Yeah, for sure.
And perhaps maybe as we come to the end of our year, I know yesterday we were reading the Gospels on forgiveness. And forgiveness might sometimes...
Sure.
What?
Forgiveness.
Yeah. And sometimes forgiveness might mean that, yes, we forgive people, but we let them go.
For sure.
Yeah. And sometimes forgiveness might mean we delete them.
Yeah.
And sometimes forgiveness might mean, yes, you did hurt me. You did stab me in the back. But guess what? I'm promoting you.
Yeah. Yeah. It links back to love, what love is. I mean, 1 Corinthians 13:47 speaks about that. Mm-hmm. Love is kind. Love is patient. It doesn't envy. It doesn't boast. It keeps no records of wrongdoings. So it's that thing to say, I'm going to be love. Because we are here to be imitators of Christ. We are to be love. In order for me to be love, I must take this book called the Squinch Book, throw it away, burn it, and say, there is a journey that we still have to walk together.
But then when you talk about love with Amakola, people say, you know what, it's a very hard love. And it's very hard to find by, to come across, you know. If you're very lucky to come across it, call yourself blessed. What would you say to that? Because people say it's difficult to find true love.
I'd first ask them what love is to them.
the kindness, the not keeping of wrong, the patience, love doesn't gloat over evil, all those kind of things, you know. And they're like, Mojozi.
I think it's there. I really think it's there. I think there are people who are kind. There are people who are patient.
Who are just going to give endlessly and just...
Yes, yes.
And be like a candle that is burning and lightening the whole world. And yet, you know...
I think there are. It's many a times we miss that because the faults and the mistakes and the stuff that we don't like about them then overpowers that which is truly about them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you meet this person who has actually got that, but you look and you go, ah, hey, Panja, I heard that this person did this, this person did that. Let's look at their track record. Ah, but that person really deep within, they are kind, they are patient, they just made mistakes and they want to work something with you.
Wow, Smooth, thank you very much. And what's your parting shot to our listeners this afternoon?
Get back to the drawing board, clarify your vision, get a vision for yourself, put a strategy together, and go for your vision with all that you have. Do not give up until...
So can we start planning for 2018 now?
Yeah, you can.
Or should we just wait for after December, after the 26th of December, then we can now sit and say, oh, New Year is coming in a few days' time. What do I want to do next year? I should go apply for school. Oh, I need to change a job. Oh, I need to find an agent, you know, all the kind of thing. Because sometimes people do that. In the last few days of the year, then people start planning for 20.
They start planning for 2018. And I think if you're planning for 2018, like 2 or 3 days before, you're a little bit behind. you are a little bit behind. Plan for 2018, but finish off what you had planned for 2017. That's it.
Wow, it takes us to exactly a minute before 5, and do not touch that dial. It is Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian Ensmo.